Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're tuning in today, chances are you felt that familiar tug of doubt, that whisper in your ear saying, you can't do this. You know, the one that makes you second guess every decision and question your own abilities. Ever feel like self-doubt is just a permanent roommate? Well, let me tell you, you're absolutely not alone. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Building confidence beyond depression. We're talking about those days when getting out of bed feels like climbing Mount Everest, and the thought of facing the world seems downright terrifying. But guess what? There is a way to reclaim your power, to silence those negative voices, and to step into the amazing person you truly are. So how do we do it? Here's the deal. Building confidence isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging the struggles, understanding the roots of our insecurities, and taking small, intentional steps towards growth. Remember those tiny victories you celebrate, like finally finishing that chapter in your book or rocking a new outfit? Those are stepping stones to bigger wins. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we navigate this journey together. 1. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, right? The one who loves to point out our flaws and highlight our perceived failures. But here is the secret weapon. You get to choose what you focus on. Next time those negative thoughts creep in, ask yourself, is this really true, or what evidence do I have to support this? Often, those voices are louder than they need to be. 2. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Every single accomplishment deserves a high five. Seriously. It doesn't matter if it's finishing a tough workout, making a delicious meal, or simply getting out of bed on a rough morning. Each step forward is a victory worth celebrating. These small wins build momentum and remind you of your strength. 3. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. We are way too hard on ourselves sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone stumbles, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we push our boundaries. Start small, try something new, meet someone different, or take on a challenge that feels slightly intimidating. Each time you step outside your comfort zone, you build resilience and confidence. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up and trying. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. You know those friends who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes. Those are the people you want to be around. Surround yourself with positivity, support, and genuine connections. Now let me paint the picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's been struggling with depression for a while, and it's making everything feel overwhelming. She avoids social events because she feels anxious. She puts off her hobbies because she doesn't have the energy, and even simple tasks seem like monumental challenges. But one day, she decides to start small. She chooses to take a walk in the park instead of watching TV. She reaches out to an old friend for coffee, and she even tries a new yoga class, which was way harder than she expected. Each little act of courage helps her feel stronger. Sarah starts recognizing those negative thoughts and challenging them. She celebrates every small win, finishing her walk, having a good conversation with her friend, even just getting out of bed on time. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence begins to grow. She realizes that she's capable of more than she thought, and she starts to believe in herself again. So, remember, building confidence isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. Some days will be harder than others, but keep showing up for yourself. Take those small steps, celebrate your victories, and never underestimate the power of your own resilience. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to build your confidence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's inspire each other and create a community where we support each other every step of the way. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.